Minnesota's governor, Democrat Tim Walz, has announced new legislation to combat fraud in Minnesota. It comes a day after Vice President J.D. Vance made another threat to withhold Medicaid funding the day before Walz spoke about the new anti-fraud legislation.
We are stopping the federal payments that will go to the state government until the state government takes its obligations seriously.
Walz's proposals were in the works well before Vance's announcement. They followed other initiatives Walz launched previously to try to come to grips with a problem that eventually helped lead him to drop his bid for a third term. He criticized Republicans for politicizing the issue.
Republicans need to be very clear. Do you want to fix it or do you want to talk about it? Because it appears to me right now is that they fear fixing this because it takes away what they think is a political leverage. And that is simply wrong for Minnesotans. I've already told you we're taking accountability. We're seeing the fixes. The results are starting to show themselves.
Temporary Commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Shireen Gandhi, outlined some of what the new legislation will change, including stricter oversight and review processes for medical claims, new billing limits, and requirements for providers to keep digital records of services they provide. She also emphasized the importance of keeping the Medicaid program running in Minnesota.
There are over 1.2 million Minnesotans who depend on Medicaid services for life-saving and life-enhancing medical care. Almost half of them are children, as the governor noted. We owe it to them to come to the Capitol and have the frank discussions necessary to ensure that they have the care they need.
With the Medicaid funds being withheld in addition to the recent deaths caused by Department of Homeland Security officers raiding the state, Walz says Minnesota has been targeted by the Trump administration.
Look, I see no other way to view this than I take him for his word when this is reckoning and retribution. They used false pretense to come in on Metro Surge, and we saw the catastrophic damage that was done and the deaths. Now we're seeing them turn to this. And again, I ask all of you, you're very versed at this. You followed this. You see this. So they're going to freeze the money because of fraud. What specific fraud?
Walz and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison are both scheduled to appear before the U.S. House Oversight Committee next Wednesday for a hearing on misuse of federal funds in Minnesota's social service programs. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.